Nå ta fitsin, nå ta ta. Nå te fenua o te atua tātou. Aha ko alo ia mai koe. Ka whawhai tonu mātou mou. Ko au tō maunga atu tonu. Ko te moana pari mai koe. Ko koe te aua i taku remu. Ko taua anō taua. Nō te ole i kura waka. Hei tiaki e te whenua. Nei.
I guess I want to start off by saying that not only Martin Luther King had a dream, Ricky Helton had one as well. And we're happy to say Ricky's here to realise the manifestation of his dream. And thank you all for being here with us to share the way forward for our people in their time of need. And so it is with pleasure that I have the opportunity right now to welcome the Honourable Minister Tariana Turia to come forward and share her wisdom with us, and to thank her for the support that she has given to this project of ours. Kaitaia, you can be proud. Kaitaia, you are looking forward and looking upwards. You are doing so extremely well here in Kaitaia that you can all be extremely proud. And so with that, I ask Minister Turia to come forward to address us. Kia ora. Kia ora.
It's a wonderful opportunity to launch Te Wari A'uru, the Oranga Tangata, the Māori Housing Strategy here in Kaitaia. Because there are many of you who are here in the audience who have helped to bring this dream of Ricky Houghton's to fruition. No man stands alone to do all of this work. So it's a real privilege for me to be able to join you here today, knowing the really big struggle that there is in the housing space, and there are others of you sitting here who know that only too well. Because the really sad reality is that governments don't invest well in Māori housing. And we haven't done for years and years and years. In fact, probably the most frustrating thing for me being a minister is that sometimes I listen to officials who find every reason to not give money to our people to do what they need to do. And that is very frustrating. I'm really pleased that you've been able to utilise the skills of Ngā Whā and Ricky, and I want to thank you for coming across here and helping and supporting what is a great opportunity for our whānau. So I do mihi to you for your contribution too. You know, I was thinking that I've got this speech and it says all the really nice things that I should be saying. But you know,
you never stick to the script, Minister.
No, well that's why I get into trouble. But you know, this is really an opportunity for us not to see housing as the be all and the end all of opportunity for us as tangata whenua. Because we have to think about our overall well-being. What is it that makes us healthy, vital whānau so that we can participate fully in everything that is happening in our communities? And you know, the wonderful thing about having a safe, secure wari is that all of us want that to help our wellness as we grow forward. But you know, one day I was up in Gisborne, I was with Labor then, and we'd gone to a hui up there and we were talking about housing and the importance of, you know, a good house, a house that was warm, all of these things. And this young guy stood up in the hui and he said to us, "I live in what you would probably think is a shack." He said, "I've got nothing, but I'll tell you what, I am a loving tāne, I am a good papa, and everything that goes on in my whare is the most important thing of all. And I want to reiterate that message, because I can't help but think that sometimes we think that having the four walls of a house around us is more important than in fact our behaviour in the house. And we've all got to know and understand that having a warm home, having really what every one of us have a right to have, having a warm home shouldn't be a privilege. It's about what you and I, all of us, should be able to expect as being our right as tangata whenua. As we've lost our resources, you know, to be honest with you, I get sick and tired of people singing the song about poverty and poor haratanga, because it's not our fault. It's not our fault that we're in the situation that we are in. When you have people come into your land and take all of your resources, of course you end up being poor. You know, that's the way it is. But, you know, let's not pretend that poverty only happened yesterday. It's been going on right from the days that we were colonised. And we need to understand that. We need to stop blaming and naming and, you know, creating this thing that somehow it's only happened in the last 5 years or maybe the last 10 years. It's been there forever for many of our families. Some of us have been able to rise above it, and many of us haven't. George and I, we've been together forever, 51 years actually. But I remember when George and I wanted to get a home. In those days, you could capitalise on your family benefit. Very few of my generation would have ever got a house. But because we were able to capitalise on our family benefit, that actually set in place a foundation stone for us to not only grow as a family, but to grow economically as well. Because later on, we actually sold that house and we bought a herd of cows and we went dairy farming. And we wouldn't have been able to do those things if we didn't have a whare in the first place. So those of you who are going to be very fortunate to be living in this community, and what an amazing sight, Rip. Absolutely amazing. And you know, you're going to enjoy the benefits of living in a community that wants to practice wāna ora, actually. You know, they want a community that's committed to one another and is committed to the overall well-being of all of you. That's going to be the most important thing that's going to happen here on the scene. So thank you for the opportunity to come today, Ricky. I want to mini to you, because I know your struggle. I know what you've had to go through. You know, we've put up with everything that's thrown at us. And I'm just thankful that Chris Bunny from MB is here. Hei te mihi a te kia koe, Chris. I'm glad that you're here, because in the end, you didn't listen to all the humbug that came into the office, and you went ahead with this project. Because, you know, sometimes we make mistakes ourselves by talking against ourselves. And I want to say it's not a good feel for me as a minister who is tangata whenua to listen to our own talking against ourselves. We don't need it, and we should not be doing it. You know, we got to support one another, good, bad, ugly or otherwise. We've only got each other, and we are the only ones who will love ourselves absolutely. So, you know, got a lot of work to do on ourselves first. And we need to know that we need to support the opportunities that come our way to help us to grow the potential of our people. So thank you. Thank you all for coming today. Thank you to all of you who have made this happen. I'm very proud to have been able to come and to be here with you all. And I want to thank the ministry officials, because you know, they have a hard job. They've got other ministers sitting over them as well as me. I'm making demands of them. Others are telling them something else. So, you know, it's not always easy. But, you know, you've come along today, and I want to thank the other organisations who've come from Hamilton. Hamilton, from Ngāpōtiki, and I'm sure there are others here in the audience. Just to thank you all for being absolutely stellar supporters of each other. So thank you all. Nā reira, kānui te mihi kia koutou. Tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou, tēnā koutou katoa. So, you know, we've come to launch the strategy. I think, you know, you'll find some really good stuff in here. And I think that what we've got to do is to use the not great amount of money that has come our way, but we need to use it to leverage from it so we can do more.
Look, I'm really honoured and privileged to be here today. I think what Ricky is doing and people in this room are doing is tremendous, and I think launching the strategy is a real honour to be associated with. I've been in my job 16 months today. Shortly after I started, my daughter invited me to go to a class session at her school. She's 8 years old. And what we had to talk about is what the parents do. So I started talking about my job. And it's a pretty tough ask, because policy, the minute you start talking about what I do, people tend to glaze over. It's not the most riveting subject. So I thought I'd mix it up a little bit and ask the question, why does housing matter? So room full of 8-year-olds, 20 arms go up in the air. So I started working through the crowd. And there was answers like, that's where I eat my food, that's where I sleep. All good answers, all absolutely right. And we got to the very end, and there was a little girl down the front, and I said, what you got? And she said two things. She said, it's where I began, and it's where love lives. And that's really powerful. It's where I began, and it's where love lives. So I was kind of a bit blown away at this point, and I just happened to glance up, and there was one hand up at that point, and it was my daughter. And my daughter is my fiercest critic. So there's a number of people in this room actually that give me pretty open and honest feedback, Minister. And that's a blessing. I want to hear the truth, good, bad, or otherwise. So I was a little bit nervous, so I breathed deeply and said, Ella, yes, three words. No pressure, Dad. This is a big deal. Housing is massive. It makes such a difference to people's lives, and, through the work of Ricky and other people, seeing other people shoulder the burden to take things forward is, it's mind-blowing, it's overwhelming.
To have the whānau water concept, so we've got the kohanga there, we've got the marae there, we've got 9 houses, we've got our own stock, we're going to have our own butchery, we've got our own 9 houses coming here, we've got a health clinic going over there next year, and we've got our own sustainable on-site business incubator that will be a hairdressing shop, that will be a coffee shop, that will allow these families to be self-employed and reach for higher opportunities. That is whānau ora. So what they're going to do is in October, is we bought the land and we turned the land from European land into Māori land. And we done that because of the kāinga whenua funding and because of the rural and the Māori funding. And then what we done was we made this whole site drug, alcohol and violence free. And that's going to be managed by a license to occupy. And the families have agreed to that. We've had 57 families. There's only 9 houses here. It's not the end point, it's a start point. And we're going to get some more. And I want you to all get your camera ready, because I found a nice little soft spot for the minister there. So she doesn't have to get my logo too dirty.
Lota fitzi no tata, no te whenua o te atua tātou. Aha ko alo ia mai koe, ka whawhai tonu mātou mō. Ko au tō mau ngā atu tonu, te moana pari mai koe. Ko koe te aua i taku remu, ko taua anō taua, no te ole i kura waka. Hei tiaki e te whenua, nei. Aotearoa he iwi kaha tātou, he mana tuku iho mai anō. Whenua haumako, wairua ora, ai atoa ki te tū.